Okay, Jim. So let's say that you've just come to our company to implement this program. How does the fast break process get started?
Well, the first thing that has to happen is a leader like yourself has to select an area of your business that you want to improve. And that's what we call the challenge. Once we define the challenge, the next step is to develop that into what I call a challenge statement. And that challenge statement includes three key elements. Number one is a sentence or two that specifically defines the challenge and more importantly in that defines the area of the business. But then it also goes on to define what's in the scope and what's not in the scope of the challenge. So in any project, you have to be careful that you don't end up with scope creep, and that's how we take care of that issue. And then the third element that is required in a challenge statement is the defining of the team itself. So this is where I would work with you as the agent to specifically choose the team members. And we wouldn't want to have any more than eight people on a team, otherwise it's not effective.
Okay, Jim, now that you have the challenge and the team established, what comes next?
Next, we have a series of meetings, typically over a period of a day or two. Those meetings may be split apart by an entire week, or we may run those back-to-back. But ultimately, what I do is I facilitate that team in first in understanding the challenge statement, but then starting to develop what we call problem statements, where we specifically define, what's happening now and why is it bad. From the problem statements, we work to develop solution statements. And that includes a certain amount of cost-benefit analysis. But more importantly, what it does is it funnels all of the potential, different problems and possible solutions. It funnels down to the most effective ones, things that can happen in a timely fashion with a minimal amount of investment in either time or money. So there's a funneling process that starts to occur as we move from challenge to problem statement to solution statement. And that's really the next step. Once we've developed the solutions, the next thing we need to do is develop an action plan of how to get that solution implemented. And this sort of goes to that basic concept of how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time. Well, what we try to do is we try to take this solution and say, okay, it would be easy to say, well, just go and do this. Well, typically, you need to break it down into, let's just say, 10 to 20 different steps that define what has to be done, who does it, and when does it have to occur. And the goal here is that all of this would happen, all of this project implementation would happen in 30 days or less. Sometimes it can happen a lot less. Sometimes it does significantly, take that significant time of 30 days to make this all happen.
Okay, Jim, so now that you've got solutions identified, where do we go from there?
Well, the next step, which is really critical, introduces a concept called catchball. And that's the idea of, frontline staff working with leadership to have a bit of a back-and-forth discussion or dialogue as to, here's what we're proposing to do, is this something that you feel is appropriate? And really what happens is we do a presentation of the solutions. So in a fast break, you start with one challenge, and that may result in four to five different solutions that get presented to what we call a decision-making panel. Of those four or five solutions, typically three or four of those solutions are approved via just a simple thumbs up, thumbs down by this decision-making panel. And that panel is made up of the sponsor, the leader, and then also maybe some peers within the organization that can help make logical decisions for the organization to either move forward with this solution or not. And if not, then that group also needs to provide a reason why not. So we don't want to just say no to people. This is a really important dynamic, and it's this idea of this back and forth discussion or that catchball that really brings those things into clarity.
Okay, the way you've described it, now the projects are approved. Is the next step implementation?
Absolutely. That's the next thing we want to do. We want to start implementing, and of course we already have the content for that because we established that action plan. And you know, so once something is improved, we immediately, you know, within hours or even less, sometimes go right into the steps that need to occur to make the changes happen in the business. And that's the part of this that, you know, really the name Fast Break sort of keys off of is, you know, we get after this. We make it happen. We've taken the time to carefully evaluate what should happen. Now we need to go like the wind. And one of the key dynamics here is that there's alignment. We have arrived at these conclusions as a team effort. There's consensus. And, you know, one of the rules that we use in everything in a Fast Break is, in the end, we have to align, meaning we all have to agree that we're going to move forward in a certain direction. So we agree we're going to move forward in a direction, and then we go like the wind, and that's the fast part of the Fast Break.
Okay, so now you've gotten to that point. How long does that take, and what happens after that?
Sure. In a Fast Break, the rule of thumb is 30 days, no more. So everything happens in 30 days or less, and it really is dependent upon how the solution is laid out in the project plan, but it definitely happens within 30 days. Once that 30 days has occurred, the business should already be starting to realize the benefits of the changes. And once we've completed all the action steps, we typically go into a formal review of both the projects themselves, the solutions, and then also the process. How did it work? What worked well? Where were there things that didn't work well? We want to continue that learning process, not only of making the business better, but continuing to improve the process of Fast Break so that the organization itself learns this tool and this methodology and gets better and better at it. The intent here is that over time, an organization can start to run Fast Breaks on a faster rate of speed. You know, typically you might be able to do one a quarter or two a quarter. You might be able to do one a month, depending on the rate and the competency of the team. And so it becomes sort of a routine, much like any other routine, like getting up in the morning and getting dressed. You can move quickly once you know exactly what needs to be done and you have a consistent approach to doing it.